Next item, please, time certain is 5:56.
Proclaim June 2019 to be Portland Pride Month.
Colleagues, before we get to the presentation today and the proclamation, I'd like to take a moment of silence in order to raise the awareness that while we're celebrating Pride Month and Pride Day, we're still losing, even in just the last month, our community members in the LGBTQ community due to the compounding effects of racism, sexism, and homophobia. It is time for a celebration, but we also have to acknowledge that we still have work to do because even one is too many. And I'd like to ask you to please join me in observing a moment of silence. Thank you. I appreciate that. With that, I will bring up Audra Blair from my office, who will walk us through today's presentation. Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Audra Blair. I use he, him, his pronouns, and I'm the Executive Assistant to Mayor Ted Wheeler. I'm honored to be here this morning and speak for the first time in front of City Council to introduce this Pride Proclamation event, and on behalf of the other council offices and community members who helped shape today's program. As someone who grew up in Portland, I feel such an honor to be in this space and be present in a time where in City Hall Council chambers, we can have celebrations for Pride and other LGBTQ events like Transgender Day of Visibility. Being a person of color and a member of the LGBTQ plus community, I know from firsthand experiences the hardships, bullying, and emotional labor many, if not all of us in this community face for just existing. The emotional labor our community is still summoned to perform and having to explain who we are and to continuously urge folks to understand that this is not a time to relax or to think that things are done. Thank you for giving us this space. Today, we will share a video that features Holly Hart, an LGBTQ elder, writer, founder of the Remembered Old Wives Tales restaurant, and lovingly thought of as the mother of Pride. Robin Wills, the president of GLAPN, the Gay and Lesbian Archives of the Pacific Northwest, and Deborah Porta, the executive director of Pride Northwest, who is also here as part of our panel. Joining Deborah on the panel is Jim Clay from Cascade AIDS Project, and we were supposed to have a youth from Youth Educating Police, Taji Chestnut, but due to last minute personal emergencies, had to cancel their attendance today. So, without further delay, let's get started.
Or with further delay. Let's get started.
There's something all the way at the top of the screen.
Yeah. It was 1970. It was right after Stonewall. There was nothing happening in Portland, but in other cities, there were gay liberation organizations being started. Coming out for a lot of people because they could understand the social utility. to let other people know, that they have a community.
Get people from the mind and do something about it. And we're aware that we're in those experiences on the street and not any other thing. That is new in my lifetime.
And I believe that the pride movement and the diversity of the pride movement is encouraging all kinds of people, including quote straight people, within whom there are tremendous diversity, to realize that they don't have to necessarily conform. Even though they're straight, they don't necessarily have to conform to binaries, you know, the various kinds. That people can really be themselves. Pride is really about, it's about claiming our place in the public sphere. It's the area that they know the energy from where we're clear when we're going anywhere. That really is actually what it's about. It's about that we are just as rightfully here as someone else in our society.
Council, I'd like to call up Deborah Porter, Executive Director for Pride Northwest, and Jim Clay from Cascade AIDS Project.
Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners, my name is Deborah Porter. I'm the Executive Director of Pride Northwest. I have been part of the organization in one form or another since 2006, and here we are in 2019 and doing it again. Pride Northwest and Portland Pride have changed a lot in the last 25 years. 2019 is our 25th birthday. Larger, more celebratory, but we never forget where we come from. A friend once called Pride the community's family reunion, where we come together and celebrate surviving another year, gain strength to make it through the next year. And as far as we've come, and as many of us as there are who make it, we have a long way to go. We remember on this third anniversary, as mentioned, the many lost in the Pulse massacre. We remember Titi Goli lost to our own Portland community just days ago. That is why Pride still exists, and that's why Pride is still necessary. One of the interesting things about being around for a while and having been here so long is being able to see the changes, how far we've come, being able to appreciate that, while also recognizing the work still to be done. Pride Northwest remains committed to that work, to celebrating our community, to advocating for changes needed, and to making the difficult decisions when they need to be made. We thank you for this recognition and look forward to your support in making all of our communities the best they can be for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor, Commissioners, thank you very much. I'm Jim Clay, also known as the guy with gray hair. I'm here to represent to the best that I can those of us in our community who are aging and who are part of this community. Most specifically, I have most recently become an erstwhile representative of aging adults who are living with or affected by HIV. Actually, I would represent to you that I retired 8 years ago, and quite glorious. You will enjoy it when you arrive at that, I hope. At the same time, I heard last year that Cascade AIDS Project had made a commitment to support aging adults who are living with or affected by HIV. And I went to a job interview. I'm at 72 years old. I went to a job interview. I had to make a resume. I hadn't done that in decades. The question they asked, of course, the classic question at an interview is, why are you applying for this job? And I told them that I was called. So this is a project I would like at another time, if that is ever possible, to offer you a briefing, either in private or as a group. I think there's a lot to be gained by exposing the reality, experiences, strengths, and needs of this population that's often overlooked. I understand that we are here to celebrate Pride and how righteous that is, But I'm also reminded of advice that I heard a couple days ago from community leader Kathleen Sadat, who said, yes, let's celebrate, but also let's keep an edge of politics. With humility, I will add one other thing to that. Let's also add an edge of remembrance. Mayor, I really appreciate your remembrance earlier in the session here today. I would like to add a remembrance of the people who are not part of Pride right now, other than in our memories, but assure you that they are still with us. Thousands of Oregonians, and at a national level, now at an international level, it's almost unbelievable, but at a national level, 700,000 deaths, including my late husband, who is not here today with me. There's no time here today to offer you any background on the HIV/AIDS epidemic, but I will say that I was in an exercise once where we were asked in 10 words or fewer, could we describe the experience of HIV? Playwright William Hoffman said his 10 words or fewer would be, it was a time of mass death, brutality, and human indifference. Mm-hmm. Gay historian Hugh Ryan said that he could do it in less than 10 words. He said simply his experience was, we let people die because we didn't like them. So with all that as a background, I also would like to say we take great pride in having people who are aging and living with HIV still with us here. Many have been lost. Some of us are still here. We're looking to have a voice. We're looking to be recognized. We appreciate your willingness to learn about them. I'd acknowledge there are people here with us today who are part of that cohort. Thank you very much. Thank you for your remembrance.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Here, that's our invited testimony, so I'd like to turn it over to the council if you have any remarks to give.
Very good. But before I read the proclamation, I'm going to read a statement, but I know my colleagues have some items they'd like to raise as well. Commissioner Udaly?
I mostly just want to give a whole bunch of shout-outs. So thank you for being here today, and thank you for all your hard work and your service to our community. I want to thank everyone from council offices who put the proclamation and festivities together, starting with Aja Blair, Betsy Kuteka. Right there. I messaged my entire staff and I said, how do I say Betsy's last name? Kuteka. Did I get it? Angela Tran, Angelita Murillo, Claire Adamsick, Sarah Fee Allen, Robin Mullins, Asena Lawrence, Polly Ann Burge, and Karen Brooks from the Fire Bureau, and Debbie Castleton from BES. Also thanks to Holly Hart and Debbie Porta, from Pride Northwest. I want to mention, since no one else did, it's Pride Northwest 25th anniversary, so very happy anniversary. And let's see, that would put the first Pride at... No.
It's the Pride's been more important since the mid-70s,
okay,
early 70s. Pride Northwest as an organization was founded in 1994.
Yes, so one of my first Pride marches and festivals would have been right around that time, so thank you for making that possible. And finally, we are serving cake and punch in the atrium directly after the proclamation, so please go downstairs and enjoy some treats.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you all so much for being here. Jim, you and I worked together when we put together the very first Ryan White funding mechanism for folks living with HIV. And you and I, so that means you and I have been around for a little while, right? You tell people your age, I don't. Except it shows up in the paper all the time. So thank you all for being here. Debbie, I know you've put your heart and soul into this festival as long as you've been involved in it. When I moved to Portland, the OCA was alive and well. Mm-hmm. And for you young folks, Oregon Citizens Alliance was a organized hate group that was targeting gay, lesbian, and transgender people in our community. And it was absolutely horrifying to think of the vile things that they put on our ballots to try to get us to legislate hate. I am so grateful and thankful that Portlanders and Oregonians over and over and over again, with one exception, we won't go there, fought back every step of the way, and we are better for it. But I also want to take this opportunity to remind us that white supremacy is on the rise, and our communities are being targeted over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And what we know is that there's power in numbers, and when we speak our truth and we hold our ground and we're firm, white supremacists go back into the woodwork. And hopefully when this administration leaves, they will go back underground into their mother's basements and stay there. I want to take this opportunity before you read the resolution to acknowledge Lisa Knight. Lisa Knight, are you in the audience today? Ah, there you are. Thank you. Lisa Knight is a Portland Fire and Rescue employee. She is the first out LGBTQ person to be honored as Firefighter of the Year. Would you please stand and be acknowledged? So we've come a long way, but we still got a long way to go. But we're going to enjoy the ride while we go.
Yeah. Thank you. Commissioner Fish.
So I want to do a special shout out for Aja, partly because I had the great fortune of working with him before he took a sabbatical and then came back and worked for the mayor. And the work that we've done in the community around all user restrooms and just educating people about that rather modest change would not have happened without his leadership. So I want to thank Aja for framing the issue and helping to lead that effort. I'm also very proud to be on a council that is able to put its values into action from time to time, whether it's healthcare benefits or a contribution we made to PRISM Health or to all user restrooms or marching in Pride or supporting key events. We have an important role to play. And I thank you for framing the issue of older adults living with HIV.
Thank you.
I think there's a huge opportunity there. And that issue has been seconded by everyone I've spoken to, from Cameron Witten at the Q Center to Tyler Tamir at Cascade AIDS Project. And I think that to the extent we really want to be a welcoming city, we have to think about, and to the extent we think that our strength is that older adults choose to live here and stay here, I think this is a particular cause that we should take up and be intentional about. So thank you for framing it.
Thank you very much.
And you have my full commitment during the balance of my service. I am proud to live in a city where we value everybody, regardless of who they love. And that we respect the rights of all. We have a lot of work to do as a country, but I think Portland has a lot to be proud of. So thank you.
Thanks, Commissioner. Commissioner Fritz.
So I still have the Love Wins poster in my office window, and it's going to go into the archives after I retire at the end of next year. And I thank Deborah Porter in particular for enabling me to be in office when we had that historic win at the Supreme Court, because without your help in 2012, I wouldn't have been reelected. So thank you very much, which just points out that we're all in this together. We're all part of this work, whether it's the work of politics, the work of that you're doing in your communities, the healthcare work. There's many aspects to a person, and it's important that we recognize that nobody's just one thing of their identity. There are a lot of things. We are all a lot of things. So not putting labels on people, except by our own choices. I love that we're now identifying our pronouns. All of the staff in all of my bureaus now have that on their email. Just things that I've been learning and will continue to learn. And I thank you for the graciousness of people in the community who have taught me what I didn't know and gently corrected me when I say or do things that haven't been helpful. Because I really want to help. I want to be part of the Gay Straight Alliance that continues to make a difference in the city of Portland. And thank you very much for all that you do.
I'd like to start by thanking Deborah and Jim for being here and providing testimony. We appreciate it, appreciate the leadership that you've provided in the community over many, many years. It's inspirational and it's important. So thank you both for that. First,
I want to start out by asking a basic question, and that is, why is this important? Why does the City Council take time to recognize Pride? The reason is that we need to acknowledge the trauma as well as the triumphs that the LGBTQ community have experienced and continue to experience to this day. I feel better knowing that there's a generation, for instance, my daughter's generation, that will grow up in a world where there is already a Pride movement. But I think we all have to acknowledge there's still a lot of work that has yet to be done. This movement really started at Stonewall. That took place over 50 years ago, and the work still continues. Did you know that today, 40% of trans adults indicate that they have attempted suicide? 40%. Did you know that today, of the youth experiencing homelessness, 40% self-identify as LGBTQ? Did you know, in this day and age, our federal government, the Department of Health and Human Services, published a final rule encouraging hospital officials, staff, and insurance companies to deny care to patients, including transgender patients, based on religious or moral beliefs? Did you know, even as recently as April 12th of this year, the Department of Defense put Donald Trump's ban on transgender service members into effect, putting service members at direct risk of discharge if they come out or are found to be transgender? This is why today's is important. I think about what I can do and what this council can do in the position that we are in. We have the ability to create access, to create equitable and inclusionary policy, and stand with the LGBTQ plus family and community. In fact, I would argue that it is our duty to do so. I'll continue to fiercely support the rights and the laws that protect the LGBTQ plus community locally and nationally. And I want to thank the panel of Pride Northwest for 25 years of incredible service, and I hope many, many, many more years of incredible service in the years ahead. And this really has been a team affair here on the part of the City Council and our collective offices. I want to acknowledge some people who maybe don't get acknowledged very often. Angelita Murillo, Betsy Catagua, Pollyann Burge, Robin Mullins, Claire Adamsick, Karen Brooks from FIRE, as well as Seraphie Allen, Adam Thompson, and Aja Blair from my office in organizing what I believe is both a very special and a very important day. And I also want to encourage all city employees to join me and my council colleagues at the Pride Parade this Sunday. If you've never been, you have missed out. It is one of the most incredible, meaningful, and fun events that we do here in the city of Portland. And I strongly encourage people to come, bring your family, and participate in the fun. So now let's get to the proclamation and let's celebrate. Whereas the City of Portland is committed to diversity, social justice, equity, and mutual respect as a fundamental aspect of a healthy community. And whereas the long and ongoing struggle of transgender, genderqueer, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and other sexual minorities for basic civil and human rights continues to provide inspiration for all of those who work against discrimination and oppression. And whereas the presence and visibility of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer community continues to enhance the quality of life here in the city of Portland. And whereas Pride celebrations have been held continuously in Portland since 1971 and Pride marches since 1976, Pride continues to be the largest LGBTQ plus cultural celebration anywhere in Oregon. And whereas 2019 marks the 25th birthday of Pride Northwest Incorporated, producers of the Portland Pride Waterfront Festival and Parade since 1994, where each year tens of thousands of LGBTQ+ and allied people come together to be visible in one of the largest West Coast Pride celebrations. And whereas Portland's Pride Waterfront Festival and Parade will be held on June 15th and June 16th of this year, and all Portlanders are invited to participate. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim June of 2019 to be Portland Pride Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month. Thank you. Photo time.
Okay. Good thing I got dressed up today.
Hi.
I almost wore shorts.
Accelerating theory of time.
But not
all right.
And I'd like to destroy the evidence of that. Oh, wow. I bought a little rainbow.
Getting down with the first one. Now let's keep powering through and take a break before the real estate part. All right. This is worth